Your ears are about to meet some laughs and fun with this Carrie and Tommy podcast. And now, Oreo meets Cadbury in the ice cream freezer with the Oreo stick sandwich, the perfect frozen snack for the family. Grab one from the ice cream freezer.
One time for your mind, get rocking. One time for your mind, we popping. One time for your mind, no maybes. Just yes, you'll release the stress.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Monday afternoon. How are we doing, guys?
Bickers is in pain.
I just got a bit of sore shoulders.
Carrying the team.
Leading to a throbbing headache.
It's
Hey guys, how's your Monday?
Pretty good. Did you get on the terps last night? Because did you tear up the D4?
This is not an endorsement.
Have you been doing?
You know what I started drinking?
What?
Warney. So Fifi, my friend, left a slab of Warney.
This is the most name dropping I've ever. Clunk, you didn't even say anything about Warney. You just said so. Warney. Fifi, my friend.
Warney's got this. I don't even know what it is. Is it a mid-alcohol strength gin and something out in a can? Anyway, Fifi came to my house and left it at my house, and so I felt compelled to have to keep drinking it to see out the can.
Yes.
He's on to a good thing, that.
That Warney?
It surprised me that he was bringing out a mid-strength, to be honest. But anyway, I'm down for it.
Well, mid-strength, I'm slowly coming around to mid-strength booze.
Are you?
I mean, not quickly, but... You know, I've had one or two in my time.
Hey, what's coming up?
So much, including I've discovered a superpower of the weekend, Bickers, and I won't tell you exactly what it is, but I will give you this clue.
Astrologuessology with your astrologuessologist, Tommy.
And if you can work out what the special power is, whew.
Are we doing horoscopes?
Damn it.
With Thommy.
No, maybe it's something else. Stay tuned to find out if Carrie's right.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And if you have just joined us, you have got here right on time because we are in the middle of an argument. Of course, the Boy Boys, our swimming crew, Jesse and myself, go out and swim with a bunch of old ladies who swim out past a boy.
And they keep going.
And we stop a lot. And if I take a little bit of water on, I spew a few times in the ocean. But Carrie, I have never had someone be less supportive of my New Year's resolution. And my New Year's resolution this year is learn to swim.
I think I'm just tired of it.
It's only because we have
this planning board where we plan these big things we're going to do with our year. And 2 years in a row now, it's been Tommy learns to swim.
Yes.
And there was only an email that went around last week with this big plan on how we can teach Tommy to swim.
Yes.
I literally watched you race Mac Horton and you can swim.
Because
so I can't go along with this dumb thing that you can't swim anymore. I'm bored by it.
I didn't finish the race.
No, just because you're not good at swimming, learn to swim is what I'm doing with my child every Saturday morning. It's Laurie Lawrence. Chuck them in and hope that they pop back up.
So like I've got to be.
You can do that.
I've got to be at drowning point before you accept that I want to get better at
swimming. If you want to learn to swim, that means you don't know how to keep afloat in the water.
Yes,
I can't. You already know how to do that. You're just not good at swimming. If your goal was to get better at swimming, I'm on board.
Keeping afloat in the water is not swimming. I can't swim 100 metres.
But
Jesse, you swim with me. Can I swim?
Yes. Every time we swim, he stops.
Yeah. Yes. So would you...
A person that can't swim can't get out to the boy. Have you got out to the boy swimming?
He floats. Yes.
Yeah.
But did you get there?
Yeah, after about an hour.
But you still got there without drowning, so you know how to swim.
I can't believe I have to drown for you to be happy.
I don't want you to drown. I just want you to stop with the charade of not knowing how to swim.
So how...
It's just so exhausting.
So the fact that I can't swim 100 metres without stopping...
Yes. I can't swim 100 metres without stopping.
Because here's a newsflash, you can't swim either.
I can swim.
No, you can't.
How about that?
No,
turtle.
You can't.
I can.
No, you can't, mate.
Oh, I smell if a race brewing.
Swim, if you can't
I don't want to race him because I'm not a good swimmer. Hey, I can keep.
Jessie, you know why she doesn't want to race? She can't swim.
When I'm at swimming lessons it's the at one 9 race a.m. I'll on a win. Saturday morning, they're not teaching me. They're teaching my child.
You're standing, aren't you? Afloat.
No, no, yeah, hang on. That's a kid's lesson. It'd be so weird.
I am in the kiddie pool up to my waist. But either way, that little bucket over your head. Mummy, now let's work with you.
I know, that's because it's kids again.
If you need to learn to swim, then if you honestly believe you need to learn to swim, then you're going to have to go back to the basics, Humpty Dumpty on the wall, you know, all that
no
stuff
adults,
we do.
No adults are doing that.
Well,
and here's
most adults know how to swim.
You don't.
I do.
No, you don't, mate.
Can you just change your New Year's resolution to get better at swimming?
Let's say this in a different.
We're going
kind of
to calls on this 13 10 60. Yeah. By the way, if you're listening, if someone can actually get to a boy 100 meters out, can they swim?
No, no. If someone can't swim 100 meters without stopping,
which
are
is
they?
Yeah.
You can't swim.
I can,
which is weird from a Perth girl. You would think she'd be better,
swim, mate.
No, you can't.
I can swim. I'm just not a great swimmer. I'm not
so
going to the Olympics,
someone said,
but I can swim.
If someone said, hey, I can run, and they went, great, we'll chuck you in the 100-meter sprint, and you went, here's the thing, I can't do 100 metres, I'd say to that person, then you can't run.
But you can do 100 metres.
I can't.
Slowly.
Hey.
If I was
I can't.
I can run, right?
Jessie,
but my pace is so slow, but that doesn't mean that I can't run.
Uh-oh. She can't swim or run. Jessie.
You're infuriated. It's because you've decided this is your fun little thing you can't do. Or Tommy can't swim.
Jessie.
Tommy can swim and we all need to move on with our lives.
No, you just can't. You can't. I can't. Jessie can. Sonda can. She's a gun. Annabelle can. She's a gun.
Who
EY,
can?
Scared of the water. Pippa can swim. Yeah. Just me and you, mate.
All right. You want to head to a pool then? I'll show you that I can swim and I'll show you that you can swim and then we can put this to bed once and for all. Then we never have to discuss your swimming ability ever again.
Okay.
I get to wear flippers though.
Okay, settle this one for us on 13 10 60. If you can only swim 100 metres or less, can you actually swim? 13 10 60, give us a call.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
13 10 60 this afternoon. We are talking about swimming. If you can only swim 100 metres, can you actually swim?
You are listening to two people that can't swim because...
No, I can swim just fine. I'm just not
can't.
A great swimmer.
No, no, you can't swim, mate.
I can swim.
The question we are putting out there is if you can't swim 100 metres without stopping, which both Carrie and I can't do... Can we swim? Because I say, no, we can't.
Because Tommy spends his life telling people, I can't swim.
Not my life.
But you can swim. You can keep yourself afloat. You're fine.
Man.
You go swimming often.
That's floating. No, I've just started swimming.
Zoe, can Tommy swim?
Yes.
Yes.
You're full of it, Zoe.
And have you got good credentials,
I'm
Zoe?
I'm a swimming teacher, yes.
Great.
Well, then you should teach people better. Because if you are only teaching people that they need to swim 50 metres, Zoe, surely we should be teaching people so that if they get caught in a rip, they can get out of it.
What if they're in a pool?
Yeah, well, of course.
What classifies as being able to swim, Zoe?
Well, as long as you're able to put a stroke together and you can keep yourself alive, then you're able to swim, aren't you?
But I guess I'm saying if I was caught in a rip, I wouldn't be able to keep myself alive.
But that's a very specific thing.
Yeah,
but isn't that
right.
why we're teaching people to swim, to stay alive?
But also, if you go in your backyard swimming pool, there's
I
no
don't
rips
have a swimming
there,
pool
but you need
backyard.
To stay alive.
In a backyard swimming pool... You just float around.
Trust me, my daughter's not just going to float around if she's in the backyard swimming pool.
Haven't you put floaties on her?
Well, yes.
Yeah, so let's go to Pete. G'day, Pete.
How you going? I'm a swimming coach in Newcastle, and I own two aquatic centres, Moro Swim Team, and I've seen every swimmer from non-swimmers, babies, right through to national champions that I've coached. And if you can't swim 100 metres without stopping... You cannot swim effectively and you should not be going out in the beach. And if you had a look at the drowning statistics in Newcastle, the majority are 60 plus. There was a 47-year-old that just drowned on the Gold Coast trying to save someone. So as far as I'm concerned, if you're in a tricky situation, Tommy's yes. right. If you can't get out of a rip and you can't swim a kilometre in around 15 minutes or so to get out of that rip, you are not a strong enough swimmer. You cannot say that you're a good swimmer. You cannot say that you can swim. You should be saying, I cannot swim effectively.
Pete,
I
need you're, thank
Pete
you.
Is getting bogged
thank
down
you.
With the word effectively.
No,
he
no,
keeps
no,
adding
no.
can't swim effectively, which
no.
is the point I'm saying. You can't swim well, but you can swim.
No, Pete agreed with me that you shouldn't be able to say you can swim unless you can swim. Well, you said a kilometre and 50 metres. So, Pete, you agree that both Carrie and I can't swim.
I agree that you cannot swim technically effectively enough to be able to get out of a rip. What you deem swimming and not swimming is a grey area, but I would say swaying towards Tommy, that
yes, good on you, Pete.
You're a non-swimmer. You should
good
be able
so
to
Pete, thank you, Pete. Thank
if you.
You
doggy paddled, if I can't do full strokes the 100 metres, but I can get myself the 100 metres with a mixed stroke, bit of, you know, breaststroke, a bit of doggy paddle,
butterfly.
A bit of... But is that counting as swimming or do I have to be able to do
no,
the same stroke?
No, it has to be effective swimming, safe swimming.
Yes.
You have to be able to get out of a rip. You have to be able to... If your boat sinks, you have to be able to swim.
Yeah, well, we don't have boats, but thank you, Pete. Pete, that's good. That's very helpful. Thank you.
Oh, God, is that the next
Let's
thing that's going to happen?
Boat.
Oh, God.
Tracy, g'day.
Hi there.
Can we swim?
No, you can't, and neither
thank
can
you.
I.
Good on, good on you, Trace. How far do you reckon you can swim?
I can't. I get in the pool. I can float. I can swim 100 metres maybe doing different stroke, bit of breaststroke, but I cannot swim, and
that's,
I certainly could not save
Tracy.
Anybody.
It's not.
No,
it's not.
It's not.
It's not. Thank
not.
You, Trace.
Oh, this is gonna, like the Thommy Tommy thing, this is going to burst my brain.
Sorry, mate, but you can't swim,
Nikki.
Carrie.
Nikki, can Tommy swim?
Yeah, I think so. I think he just needs to get some flippers.
Nikki, with flippers, I still can't do 100 metres.
Why yeah. not?
I can't because I can't swim, Nikki.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
What do you want from me?
Around Australia for your Monday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Thanks to the new Oreo stick sandwich, the perfect frozen snack for the family. Family-o. Oreo stick sandwich. Grab one now. The
for
ice cream freezer.
For your family-o. Chuck it in your mouth-o. That's
tastes
what it's good-o. About.
It is perfect for the family because it is one size fits all hands. So you're not stuck having different size sticks for different family members.
Oh, God.
It's just the one stick, dudes.
You know what? All those other things from the ice cream freezer that have different size sticks.
Yep. Nah, not with the Oreo stick sandwich. One size fits all hands.
Get it in your gob today. Not the official catchphrase. Bickers. Up next, oh my God, I've discovered my superpower over the weekend, and I'll tell you what it is next.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
For your Monday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Bickers, what's your superpower? Certainly
thinking
not
on
the
her feet.
Ability to...
Fun one, Carrie Bickmore. What is my superpower?
Thinking on her feet.
How long have I got to have a think?
No, no, we'll wait. All right.
It's
got me to talk about mine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was actually just getting through some emails. Not expecting.
Oh, so do you think life admin's your superpower?
Yes, actually, I'm very good at doing life admin.
Well, I was going to say multitasking, but at the moment you're still only doing the emails bit competently because you've just ceased doing radio. on the weekend, I think I may have discovered my superpower because. My friend said that her superpower was she can guess what people's star signs are just by talking to them. And then she proceeded to do it and get most people's wrong.
Right.
And then we started going out to randoms and I started guessing as well. And I had a better hit rate.
You've copied your friend's superpower.
No, they didn't have it. They thought they did. And then I had a better hit rate than the person who thought that was their superpower. So, ladies and gentlemen... Take a knee and gather round, because here I am.
Astrologuessology with your astrologuessologist, Thommy.
Carrie, I am
For
getting
me
real...
to be really in the zone, I feel like I need to close my eyes and you need to paint the picture about what you're wearing.
What I'm wearing?
Well, usually astrologists...
Oh,
have,
sorry. Go.
Yeah, so my eyes are closed, yep.
The first thing I am wearing is a cape
Is it purple?
Yes, it is purple, but the inside is a slightly lighter purple.
Velvet?
Yes. Yep. Maybe you are.
Is there some candles on?
There is.
Cards around?
The candle. Well, I'm not done with the candles. They are from Goop. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the website, but that aroma around the room is, that's just the smell of Guessology. And of course, Gwyneth's Nether Regions. I've got little earrings on. You've opened your eyes.
Oh, sorry, I've opened my eyes. Yes, I've got little... I was desperate to see the candles.
They're not in the shape of, they're just in the scent of.
You've got little earrings on, little jingle jangles.
I've got earrings on that are crystal balls.
Oh. Mm.
I've also had surgery done and I've had crystal balls placed.
So let's start.
Anyway, what's your name?
You know mine.
What's your name?
You know mine, though.
I played along with you and painted a picture. What's
your name? My name is Cheryl.
You're not meant to be someone else.
Oh, just me?
Yes, what's your name?
It's not as fun if I'm just saying it's Carrie.
What is your name?
Carrie.
Okay, and Carrie, just tell me a little bit about yourself.
I work on radio with a really annoying guy.
He sounds hot. Tell me more about him.
Yep.
Sagittarius.
Well, you know, though, because you know what my birthday is.
Done it again.
Thank you.
How about Eli? Do Eli.
Oh, God. Oh,
yeah, you don't remember his birthday.
Introduce yourself.
This is going to really trick you.
Introduce yourself.
Hello, I'm Eli. I'm currently the digital producer on the Carrie and Tommy show.
Okay.
I like...
Tell us something about your hobbies.
I enjoy all things pop culture. I enjoy
don't like
games.
Beyonce.
Oh, my gosh. You know what I'm getting?
What?
He sounds a bit corny, a bit Capricorn-y.
Correct.
Oh, my God. You knew this was going to happen, so you've gone around and studied everybody. I want to do it. 131060. You need to do it with randoms. You know our team too much. 131060 if you want. What's your name?
Jesse. Give us a... No, not my name's Jesse. To play the thing.
Astrologuessology with your astrologuessologist, Tommy.
See, if you want to be read by the astrologuessologist, call us 131060.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Monday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And if you're just joining us, we're doing this.
Astrologuessology with your astrologuessologist, Tommy.
I discovered my superpower over the weekend. That is that I can guess people's star signs, bickers, and I've just done it around the room here and blown people's minds.
It's because you all know our birthdays, so it doesn't count.
So now you wanted to go to the phones.
Well, let's put it really to the test.
Okay, I'll
put been no behind-the-scenes work on this. No producers have sent you messages of whose birthdays we're about to speak to the people.
No. All I've got in front of me is a list of star signs because sometimes I forget which ones are which.
Okay. Kelly, are you ready for the... astroguessologist to do its work?
Close enough.
I sure am.
Kelly, just tell me a bit about yourself.
I am a disability support worker.
Beautiful person.
I am quite sporty, not very much anymore since I've injured myself, but I am quite sporty.
Hmm.
Kelly,
I don't actually reckon I need more.
No? Okay.
No, I feel like... I actually feel like your birthday is not that far away, and you seem like a very gentle person. Kelly, you're a Pisces.
No, I'm not.
Who's done it again?
Libra.
You're on the cusp of... Stop stealing my game.
Now I'm interested.
Are you on the cusp of Pisces? Are you Aries?
What are you, Kelly?
I'm not an Aries. I'm actually a Scorpio.
Oh, your parents have lied to you. No, you're not. Thank you, Kelly.
It's going well.
Sometimes you just got to get one out of the way.
Okay, let's get one out of the way. Enza, you ready?
Yep, sure I am.
I have flushed that out of my system, Enza. It's like a palate cleanser and I'm good to go. Enza, tell me, firstly, what are some of your hobbies?
I like to entertain. I like cooking.
Yep.
Going out with friends.
Mm-hmm. Would you describe yourself as aggressive?
Can be.
Aggressive. Yeah. Because I...
You don't sound aggressive. You sound delightful, Enza.
Oh, thank you.
Because, Enza, I reckon people like you are the best and the worst, and I'm categorising you as the best in this beautiful life of ours. Enza, you are a Leo.
I am.
Yeah.
Well done.
Good on you.
Oh, do you want to quit while you're ahead, or you want to go again?
What do you mean? I told you, after the palate cleanser, I am one from one. G'day, Jonathan.
G'day. I would actually like to say well done on that last one.
Thank you. Thank you. Did you know, Jonathan?
Did I know? I did not know.
Mm. Jonathan, tell me a bit more about you. What are you? What kind of hobbies and things do you do?
Okay, so I'm an avid gym goer. I'm well into fitness. I'm a construction worker. Can be quite stubborn and headstrong, but I'm not sure what else I can give you any more right now.
Do you reckon you and Enza have got a lot in common, Jonathan?
I would not say we do.
No, okay, interesting. Can't get away from that then.
No, I don't reckon Leo men are headstrong. Leo women are. I don't reckon Leo men are, if that's where you were heading.
No, I wasn't at all.
No.
Jonathan, congratulations on being a Taurus.
Oh, unfortunately not, Tommy.
He's done it again.
Well, he hasn't.
Are you on the cusp of that? You're Cancer.
No.
Sagittarius.
He's done it again.
Scorpio.
No.
You're a Libra.
I'll give you a clue, okay? I had my birthday last week on Monday.
You're a Aquarius.
Carrie got it right. I'm a
yes, my superpower.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. And coming up real soon, someone is going to potentially win a trip to Fiji.
Someone
really takes the heat out of it when you say potentially, doesn't potentially. It?
Well,
we're
be
giving
good.
Away a trip to Fiji, guys. Okay? That's what's happening. Today, tomorrow.
Potentially.
Potentially the next
later
day.
In the week.
At some point this week, someone is going to Fiji.
Guys, don't you dare touch that dial because
potentially
we are giving away some stuff. So do not.
Hey. What got you scared then?
Well,
Jesse?
I was like, well, I've got to make sure I say this because it's probably in the T's and C's and I might get a phone call from Belle.
No,
T's and C's never get.
But also
in the way of fun.
Yeah, do they? Even the saying, hey guys, just hang on while I check the T's and C's before you crack the party popper. It might hurt someone. We are giving away the holiday.
We should have checked the T's and C's before the party popper. Remember, it went right in my eye.
Yeah.
It nearly blinded me.
Yes.
Would have been prudent to check the T's and C's.
We actually should have. That's one time we should have. But no, we are giving away a trip of a lifetime for Fiji. So stay tuned. Up next, potentially, we will have more radio content for you because I can't believe I'm saying this. But I've got a conspiracy theory. So tune in, nutbags. Let's do it together.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Monday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Fun little fact that I learned on the project last night because fantastic show, 6:30 p.m. You'll see Carrie tonight on Channel 10 there. Why are you looking at me funny?
Weird.
Yeah. Well, fun little fact that I learned last night on the show, also 6:30 p.m. on Sunday night. That's where you'll see me. What's that? Is Sunday as popular as when Carrie's on? Doesn't matter.
Just move.
Fun little fact. What's that? Do they put the best people on the Sunday? Doesn't matter. Let's not get bogged down in this stuff. Is when you are sitting under a tree and you feel rain come on you, despite it being like the sun out or there being no rain elsewhere, it's actually cicada pee. That
what?
Is coming on. Yes.
Hold on. So there's no rain anywhere. You're under a tree. You feel a drip.
Yeah.
That's not rain that happened to have come on it at some point.
No, it's not leftover water in
always?
The tree.
It's always cicada pee.
Every single time.
It's not.
This is what the study said. It's more than likely to be.
Do you know,
cicada
here's a little
pee.
Fun fact. In some of the densest rainforests, it takes 10 minutes for the rain to hit the top of the canopy before a drop touches on the ground.
Really?
That same drop.
Well, that's building up some cicada pee on the way down as well. do you say cicada?
I'm not sure. Cicada, tomato, tomato. I'm not sure.
Potato, patata.
I think I might say cicada.
As in the biscuits?
No, as in their cicadas.
Sakata. Because last night, you've seen that ad.
Yeah,
have you not seen that ad?
No, I have.
Yeah, sakata. Everyone was saying cicada, and I've never heard that before in my life.
Yeah, I've heard cicadas. Or is it cicadas? Cicada does sound weird.
Jesse, what do you say?
I don't think I've ever said that word before in my life.
No, I think they're cicadas. If you hear the little, the little low buzzing noise.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're cicadas.
The buzzing noise is interesting because this is why I want to talk about it. I don't have a lot of conspiracy theories in this world, but I do have one. And I'd love to know, on 131060, I'd love to know about your smallest conspiracy theory. I don't want moon landing stuff. Here's mine. Cicadas don't exist.
What?
I don't think they exist.
Why?
Because they make noise, right? But then when you get anywhere near them, yeah, and then when you try and find them, you can hear it in the grass and you can hear right where they are.
Yep.
And then as soon as you push anywhere near it, the noise stops. Snap it out. Don't fade it down. The noise.
So what do you think that noise is?
The government recording us? No, I'm not sure. But then I reckon they got on to us thinking, hang on, cicadas don't exist, right?
Cicadas got on to us thinking they don't exist.
No, whoever's behind the conspiracy theory. And so then what they started doing is leaving cicada shells around. So we'd go, oh, my God, they must exist because there's shells of them.
That's ludicrous. Do you hang out in the same moon landing group, this conspiracy, or do you see yourselves as a subset?
No,
or?
I spread myself around because after I get real deep into cicada chat, they want me out of the group.
Right, right. Yes. Because yours is not a conspiracy.
Well, you're saying the moon landing is.
In their eyes, I mean.
Okay, right. Yeah, they're just worried that I'm
diverting on the fringes, you know.
I think I'm a bit nutty. Have you ever? Oh, God, guys, we've got to get Tommy out. He is making us look like a bunch of nutbags. Can't hear me? Roll the tinfoil up. Get your ears out.
So how long have you not thought cicadas were a thing? Since last night?
I've always had an inkling.
Could they just be a different insect?
Have you ever seen one?
I don't go looking for them.
That's not – there's so many insects I don't go looking for, but I've seen.
Nah, because they're so –
I don't go looking
aren't
for
Aren't they
flies.
Tiny?
No,
or are they
you've
like
seen
a
the
little
shell.
Insect? No, shells, I actually haven't.
The shells – so we used to spray paint the shells and put them on our Christmas tree because that's kind of cool. That's where we are. The shells are about that big.
Oh, they're big ones with wings and stuff. Is that what a cicada is?
Yes. And so that's why I can't understand when I can hear them so close in the grass why I can't find them.
Or maybe they're good at hiding.
No, maybe they're listening devices that then the government goes, he's getting too close and buries them down in the dirt.
I actually wish you were a conspiracy theorist. You'd be so funny.
I am, mate. Are you hearing this? I don't think cicadas exist. Give us a call, 131060. Have you ever seen a cicada? Plus, what's your smallest conspiracy theory? Give us a call.
Carrie and Tommy.
Across Australia for your Monday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And if you're just joining us, we're doing this.
Tommy Little's Little Conspiracies.
I don't want to know about your big conspiracies, but I've got a theory that cicadas, however you say it. Ooh, that's making my ears bleed.
Is it weird that on the same day you've got into astrology, you've got into conspiracies?
Got a bit kooky, haven't I? Okay, Sonda, maybe remove the break where I want to talk about ear candling tomorrow. G'day,
you don't
Philip.
Think cicadas are a thing?
I don't think they exist. Right. I've never seen one. I've seen them, and I reckon because you hear them in the ground, right? And then as soon as you get near them, they stop. And then I reckon the government got on to the fact that I was getting nowhere near them and I was cooling onto it. So they started leaving the shells of cicadas around. And so we go, oh, they must exist. We've found shells.
Philip.
Welcome to the Nut House.
Are you a weirdo as well? Do you want to speak to your kind?
G'day, Philip.
No.
Oh, gosh. It's 5G's probably playing up. Philip, are you there?
How are we?
Yes, good, mate. We've got you now. What do you think, Phil?
That's all right. So, yes, you've got a bit back to front, Tommy, as per usual, mate, but that's all right.
Okay, talk to me.
So the insects you're chasing the ground, they're actually crickets. The cicadas, once they go to ground, don't make any sound at all.
Hang on.
So that noise that we hear is crickets?
Now, the sound you hear in the trees, that's the cicadas. So once they leave the tree, the shell cracks open, the larvae goes to ground. Once that happens, there's no sound at all. They actually turn into a moth underground and fly away.
So you should be looking at trees,
not on the ground, for the sound.
So but the larvae digs down to a root system. It turns into what's called a barty grub. So you've probably heard of that. So when people go cod fishing, they catch barty grubs to go cod fishing.
Okay.
And that's the cicada larvae. It actually goes to ground, lives around the roots until it turns into a moth.
So, Phil, so all that stuff happens, right?
Yep.
Or does it?
It does. Those little cicadas you say don't exist, they do exist and they definitely pee on you.
Yeah.
And when we go camping around the gum trees, they actually pee on you like it's raining. It's disgusting.
So do crickets actually exist?
That's what you can hear in the ground. When you try and find those crickets and they stop making that sound, that's because you're getting close to them.
Yeah, so they don't exist.
Oh, my God.
They definitely exist.
Have you seen one, Phil?
I have definitely seen crickets.
I've seen a cricket.
Caught one.
I've had a cricket on my hand.
No, you haven't.
I have. As a kid, we'd catch crickets.
Hang on. Or have you?
I have. I'm telling you, I have.
Let's go to Mel. G'day, Mel.
Hello.
What's happening, Mel? Welcome to the Nut House.
So I have a theory. Are you ready?
Yep.
My theory is that the cicadas are smarter than the people looking for them.
But I've just learned that they're crickets, though, the ones I'm after, Mel. Do you think they are smarter than me as well? Is that why they call them cicada? Because it rhymes with smarter. That's good. Are the crickets smarter than me as well, you reckon, Mel?
I'm not sure. Potentially, yes.
Have a guess at my IQ. Sorry.
The crickets give you nothing when you get close.
That's good.
They give you crickets.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff.
Maddie should shed some light on this.
Okay.
Maddie, have you got your weird little conspiracy theory or you want to talk about the cicadas?
So they're not the buzzing sound that you hear is not actually cicadas. It's actually ground crickets. They live in the ground. When you get close to them, you actually step on them, and that's why they stop.
Maddie, how old are you?
I'm 12.
Okay, and do you think, and just stay with me for a second, do you think crickets potentially are listening devices placed there by the government to monitor us?
No, because I've held one.
And did it understand you?
What? I told you I'd held one as well. Why don't you believe Maddie and I?
Because did you pull them apart to check there weren't wires inside? Because maybe there were wires inside.
Okay, now that we've worked out they're crickets, can we get back to the cicadas for a second?
Hang on, Maddie.
Because we've yet to find a cicada. So maybe you're right. Maybe cicadas aren't
Maddie, have you ever found a cicada?
No, my mum didn't engage me to help
hold. Or did she?
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Monday afternoon. It is Carrie and Tommy. That is Adele's Rolling in the Deep.
She's rolling in a whole lot of
deep
trouble.
Yes.
Yes, not the cash that she thought she'd be rolling in with her Vegas residency, which has been put on hold.
One day out because I feel, she's such an angel that I feel sorry for anyway, but it does seem like one day out to say, guys, we are actually 6 months away. It seems like
you could have made that call. I think she'd been telling them for a while she wasn't happy with the set and how it was all coming together and no one was listening. Eventually she just had to pull the ripcord. Anyway, these poor people on their way to Vegas, I saw someone post all the way to Vegas to see Adele and all I got was this lousy T-shirt.
Somewhere you can go,
and that we will send you and we will not pull out of is sending you to Fiji.
Ooh.
Chance to go there next.
It's all thanks to Imagine Holidays. We'll do it up next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Monday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie and Tommy's. What am I imagining?
A Fiji holiday, imagineholidays.com.au.
Oh, yeah, Bickers, we are talking a trip, return flights for two to Fiji, 5 nights at the 5-star Shangri-La. Yanutha Island, as you have told me, it is definitely called.
To the Fiji Music Festival in Paradise, headlined by Jessica Mowboy. This is going to be incredible. You get to go on like island sunset cruises, dinner, all the things you'd want when you go to a tropical island.
And because the game is so easy, me and you are going to imagine the same thing. And all our listeners have to do is guess what we are imagining. We can do a quick run now. So I'm going to imagine a food item for
buffet.
You.
Buffet.
What? That was correct. How was that correct? Anyway, you would be going to Fiji.
Is there a theme around our thing we're going to imagine together?
Well, because we are sending someone on the trip of a lifetime, we thought we would make it holiday themed. How does that sound, Lauren?
That sounds absolutely perfect. I cannot wait to play.
When was the last time you went to a music festival on a tropical paradise?
Oh, never. Never.
Correct
plenty
answer.
Of music festivals, but never on a tropical holiday. So
it all happened PC too.
Oh, pre-COVID. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, post-COVID
it's
too.
Not yet. Mm. Oh, yes.
I need a new one, don't I?
Hey, Lauren, to make it a bit easier, we are also going to give you a clue. So in a couple of seconds, Carrie and I are going to start imagining something that is holiday themed. You will get one word as a clue and then it is over to you to guess. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Carrie, are you ready to start imagining?
And go.
Cold.
Cold. Okay, cold.
What do you think?
How long do I have before I can answer this? Like,
you've got 5 seconds to answer.
Okay, 5 seconds.
And go.
Drink?
Drink. Ooh. Drink is incorrect.
Oh.
Sorry, Lauren.
Doesn't matter. Thank you for getting involved.
Good on you. Thanks, Lauren.
Thanks.
Priya, that is great news for you because it means you get to guess. Are you ready to go, Priya?
Yes.
Now, Priya, we will start imagining because are you ready?
Cold. Poolside.
Ooh, Priya, what do you think both Carrie and I are imagining?
Now, I heard Carrie's clues, cold and poolside, but Tommy, did you, I don't know if you said something that I missed
out on. We're imagining the same thing, Priya. We are always in sync, particularly when it comes to holidays.
I think that noise you heard emanate from me, Priya, was just some theatrical moaning. I thought might add to the competition, but it's actually just proven to distract you.
And 5 seconds, Priya. Well,
okay.
What are we thinking?
I'm imagining you're thinking about a nice cold ice cream.
Oh, that'd be delicious. Whoa. But no, Priya.
Oh.
Which means... Thank you for getting involved, Priya. For everyone else, your chance to get involved is still alive and the holiday is still up for grabs. CarrieandTommy.com.au if you want to register.
Dreaming of a Fiji holiday? ImagineHolidays.com.au.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
We drive home this afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, we didn't get to it last week, but it's
Coxswain.
Still good.
Same, but...
Coxswain.
What? Why did you change it? I really liked Coxswain.
I don't understand.
No one understands what a Coxswain is.
So it was our mispronunciation of coxswain that these guys thought was a rowing term, sailing term, because it's your neck
but
of the woods.
It's a coxswain.
It is coxswain.
Why do they spell it that way? It's just confusing.
Like lots of things in life.
Yeah, like a knight in shining armour.
It's not a knigget.
Knigget. Surrender your army. I am the Knigget. I'm the Knigget of Suffolk. Lay down your weapons.
I don't think they say I'm the Knigget.
I am a Knigget in Shinining Imura. Oh, no. They sent the knight that can't speak good again. Oh, gosh.
So what are we doing? Same, but... coxswain.
And what does a coxswain do? Bickers in the boat?
Steers the boat.
I thought they yell out stroke.
And they do that as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what you're going to hear. And the
do
lyrics.
You steer? I didn't know there was a steering thing.
Yes.
I assumed if you had to steer, you just went, all right, blokes on the left. Or
left.
Yeah, a bit. Yeah, left.
Ladies, you mean? I was in middle girls' school. There wasn't a lot of blokes on the left.
Sorry.
Unless they were cheering along the, well, we actually did get a few of the guys down.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did they break out the pom-poms, the boys? I just heard so many people yelling stroke and got excited.
Okay, let's go.
I came in. Micah.
Miley Cyrus.
Did you want to buzz in?
Tommy.
I just don't understand what's happening.
Miley Cyrus.
It's just
Wrecking Ball.
A man pretending to be a cop.
Doing a pretty
lyrics.
Good job, if you ask me.
Yeah.
I feel like I got that, to be honest, but anyway.
Well, Jesse's the judge.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't buzz in and you didn't give me the name of the song.
Because I couldn't believe we were in the middle of what we were in the middle of.
Well, believe it. Song number two.
Don't go. Chasing.
Tommy.
Waterfall.
Tommy.
It is TLC Waterfalls. Don't go chasing.
This is,
you got to lift your game because
you shouldn't go chasing waterfalls as a coxswain because then you end up in a lot of trouble.
That's true.
Yes.
That is true.
Over the edge.
It's funny though. This is your area of expertise.
I've known all of these. I'm just not participating because it seems ludicrous.
Are you going to change your blonde hair
it
to black and put on some goth makeup
soon?
Because
don't go
you
chasing.
Are a dark cloud.
Three.
Moment.
Also not good for sailing. Song number three.
You can stand.
Under my umbrella, Rihanna.
Tommy,
so
she didn't buzz in. Okay, 2-1, is that right?
Just it is 2-1. Tommy's still got the win here.
I'd rather be dry, but at least I'm alive. Rain on me. Rain on.
Rain on me.
Me.
Isn't it, what's her name? Not Sia, Ariana Grande, one of them. Together. Rain on me. Rain on me.
I've never heard you sound so sad.
It is raining on you, mate.
Isn't it?
Rain.
Isn't it? Rain on
I'm just
me.
Trying to remember.
Can you just play the song to boost the mood, please, Jesse?
Who is that?
That's Lady Gaga. I'm surprised Eli isn't absolutely
he's
jumping out of his seat.
He's not in the room,
seat.
So he's not.
Oh, no.
I was too sad, so he left.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
That's where you're at for your Monday afternoon. And coming up, Tommy Little's got a brand new talent.
Astrologuessology with your astrologuessologist, Tommy.
It's still so ridiculous.
Astrologuessology is coming up a bit later in the show for all you men who are into star signs.
But up next,
yes.
You did something on the project last night that disgusted me. If I'd done it, I reckon there'd be cause for being sacked.
Is it possible for you to do it?
No. I don't think it is.
Okay.
I think if I did that, it'd be a big meeting with the bosses.
Really?
Whereas Everett, for you, it was like, oh, Tommy.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Carrie and Tommy.
Across the country for your drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Did I or did I not see you do an interview last night on the project?
Yes.
Just a one-on-one.
Yes.
And you were wearing thongs.
I was wearing thongs, yes. With Avril... I would say Avril Skater Boy.
Avril Lavigne, the Skater Boy.
Yes, that it is hard for me to, they're two very hard words for me to say together, which I never did on the night. Avril Lavigne.
Is your mouth struggling with that?
Yes. Avril Lavigne. Yes. So it'd sound natural and I'd go, g'day Avril Lavigne. And so instead I just went, Avril, g'day.
Did I or did I not see you interviewing her in shorts and a Guns N' Roses T-shirt?
Here is a fun fact for you, Bickers. I did not know. I spent the whole day in those shorts and I did not know until I got home they were ripped up the ass.
All your clothes are ripped. Every pair of pants you own has a nut hole.
They do. But they were like comic.
It raises so many questions because I don't see Jesse or Eli or Jez wearing
nut holes. Oh, yeah, they're ripped. My friend's dog nibbled on these. No, my friend's got a pug and...
I don't care. Can we just get back to...
No, they had like a comical rip up the arse, like, you know when someone bends over and your pants split? And I'd seen you guys on that day doing the interview. I don't know why someone didn't point out. Clearly no one's checking out the derriere like I thought they were. I mean, I turn and walk.
Avril Lavigne.
Yeah, that's good.
But I have so many questions.
Yes,
I have done the project for a good 12 to 13 years. And if I rocked up to sit down and do a big interview in front of the plasma screen in shorts, pluggers and a Guns N' Roses T-shirt.
And a rip in the ass.
I would be told to go get changed.
Yes.
How did you get away with that?
I was running.
Is it just the patriarchy?
I don't think it's a patriarchy.
I think it might be. Anyone say to you, perhaps you should get changed?
I think you're underestimating how much they care about the B team on the project. I was running late. Sorry. I forgot the interview was on.
Oh.
So, I thought it was at a different time, and I prepped for it, but then I was having a coffee down the street, and I got a message saying, when are you going to be here?
So, had you prepped a different outfit?
I thought it was the next day.
What were you going to wear to interview Avril Lavigne?
I was going to wear a tux.
Because weirdly it was fitting. Yeah. I felt like of all people for you to interview in your pluggers and shorts, Avril Lavigne is about the only, that sounds horrible to Avril Lavigne, but there's a certain group of people, she seems pretty chilled, kind of 90s rock, you know, felt like that was okay. Pop but if you punk. Had sat down in front of Cate Blanchett and had your Guns N' Roses t-shirt on your pluggers, I don't feel like that would have been appropriate. But I'm interested to know whether someone would have made you get changed or not.
Well, I think because I was running late, because I got the day wrong, I didn't have time to get changed because Avril was pretty much there and they were like, you know, get in there, you handsome mess of a human with your ass ripped out of your
pants. Could we do an experiment where every interview now you rock up in pluggers and shorts and see if there's somebody that they would ask you to get changed for?
What about if I rock up in less and less clothing? And so in 2 weeks' time, I'm Porky Pigging in front of...
Well, it sounds like you were with your... Split I up was. Your pants.
Yes. Hey, I got a question for you. So I asked Avril a question, and I didn't think this was controversial at all. And I thought she was going to stop talking. She was very cool in the end, but I thought she was shocked by this. And is my radar wrong, or can you listen to her album? Is called Love Sucks, right? Mm-hmm. And I asked her, does love suck? And then this was my second question. And can you tell me whether this was rude, shocking, any of those things, because I didn't think it was.
What do you reckon the suckiest part of love is? Because for me, I reckon it's holding in farts to the point that I'm going to internally explode.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I mean, that was so ballsy. Yeah, that definitely hurts for sure.
Is that as shocking as you...
Is that one of the most ballsy things you've ever asked?
And I realise now she probably just could see the rip in the back of my pants and that's what she's talking about.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
Now that the podcast's over, Carrie and Tommy are free to raid the ice cream freezer. Introducing the Oreo Stick Sandwich, the classic Oreo frozen cookie sandwich dunked in Cadbury chocolate. Now on a stick. Grab one now from the ice cream freezer in major supermarkets and convenience stores.